This now Minister of State for European Affairs and Defence, Thomas Byrne. Good afternoon to you, Minister.
Good afternoon.
I might just start with the presidential election and the Sunday Independent Think Ireland poll that's out today. Your candidate, Jim Gavin, on 15%. Is his campaign in trouble?
Not at all. And if we think back to the exit poll of the general election this year, the night of the election, when a year ago, we were told that we were going to lose seats. Our vote was down. The exit poll was wrong. There's still almost 3 weeks left to play in this campaign. There's a lot to do. There's a lot of debates going on, a lot of campaigning to do. And I think this presidential election is up for grabs. And I think Jim Gavin is an excellent candidate who has, I think, huge potential now during this campaign.
Yeah, but you must be disappointed that he's on 15%.
But sure, if I was disappointed by polls, I'd have given up in politics a long time ago myself, because we've seen, particularly in the case of Fianna Fáil, we've seen Fianna Fáil polling numbers underestimated for quite some considerable period of time. And that's a fact, and that's been analysed by experts. So let's give this campaign a good run. Let's see what happens. And I think there's a long, long time to go in this campaign, and nobody should be counting their chickens.
All right. Just to pick up on something Emma Howard was just saying to us there about the changes or the lack of change to the income tax bans that has been confirmed by Pascal Donoghue could mean a loss of income for many people. Some saying it's a missed opportunity to put a few bob in workers' pockets. Are you happy that there will be no changes to the income tax bans?
Well, last I heard, Justin, the budget hasn't been yet announced. And I distinctly remember this time last year when I was in sport and Gaeltacht negotiating on the very last day, on the Monday. So these discussions continue.
Pascal Donoghue has confirmed there will be no change.
Let's see. Look, I'm going to wait.
But you believe him or you don't believe him? The minister has said there will be no change to the tax bans.
What the government is doing is trying to make sure that we put the best foot forward economically, that we commit to what's in the programme for government, that we ensure that a budget is done that's as fair as possible. That has been our priority in this government. And there is a certain amount of money available for taxation, and there's a certain amount of money available.
And are you happy, Minister, to explain to your constituents that your government has made a decision not to potentially give them a slight reduction in tax, but to actually give 300 million to the hospitality sector?
Well, there's a programme for government in place. Clearly, the Fine Gael party came, you know, supporting the hospitality sector in terms of a reduction in VAT. That was agreed in the negotiations with government. And I certainly want to see if that does come in the budget. And again, I think we have to wait for the budget to be announced before we make any confirmations. Certainly, at the very least, the bigger chains who would benefit from this need to show price reductions, at the very least. Because this is a cut to the tax liability, and it would be expected that prices would be reduced.
Well, your party leader said that, but that hasn't happened in the past, and some people in the industry have said they simply can't afford to pass them on, and they've been quite upfront about that.
Well, it's a reduction in the tax that's owed to the state, so I would fully expect that to be passed on, and I certainly expect it in the case of the bigger multiples around the country to do that. I think
will there be a measure
in
the government to ensure they do? Is there anything you can do to make them?
Well, I mean, this is the whole idea of a VAT cut. As I say, we weren't the ones who put it forward. We're in a government where we've agreed this, and this has to happen as a result of the programme for government.
Would you prefer if it didn't happen? It sounds like you're somewhat reluctant about it, Minister.
I would say is that there are benefits to this in the sense that a lot of people working in that sector, this will help that sector, will help particularly what most of us are interested in, are the small coffee shops, the small restaurants around the country who play a vital role in our economy and particularly in our tourism sector. And they do need support, but the consumer needs support as well. And that's why I think that it needs to be, price reductions need to be the result of this, because that is what a VAT cut is fundamentally about, or certainly should be about.
I want to turn, Minister, to the situation in Israel, because we're conscious 16 Irish citizens are being detained that were taken off those vessels, being held in an Israeli prison. We know that the Irish ambassador and some of her officials managed to get into the prison. Did they meet with the detainees, and how are they?
My understanding is that our consular team met with detainees on Friday morning. It is a very, very difficult situation, and my heart goes out to them. My thoughts are with them and their families as well, who I'm sure are extremely worried. Mm. There were a number of representations made by the ambassador since then, particularly in terms to make sure that we think it's okay in terms of food and water and in terms of medicine as well. I think there were a number of representations made since. But clearly there were disturbing.
Because there have been some reports about other detainees from other countries who didn't have food and medicine and were mistreated. Is there any evidence that the Irish citizens there have suffered in any way?
Well, we don't have the direct evidence, as I understand it, from the consular visits on Friday morning. We haven't been there since Friday. I know that the department is keeping in touch with the families yesterday and today. This is a holiday period in Israel as well, and that is affecting visits. I'm glad that our concert team were in to visit. Not all countries' concert teams managed to get in, and we are hoping as well to have an appointment to visit the detainees tomorrow, and our priority is to get them home.
One of the things that was said in a statement issued by the Department of Foreign Affairs was that the Irish officials are in touch with Israeli authorities about deportation arrangements. Are there any details known as to when they may leave Israel?
Well, we want to get them home. That's the first thing. What would normally happen is that there would be a three-day process in terms of, you know, getting people out of the country. I think that has been somewhat elongated by the fact that this is a holiday period in Israel. And quite frankly, we'll know more tomorrow. But our consular team, our ambassador on the ground, is working very, very closely, engaging with the Israeli authorities and indeed with ambassadors from other countries, which are people in the same position. But okay, we want to get them home, and that is our top priority.
Minister, the decision of the IDF to board the vessels on that flotilla and detain the people have been described as by some as kidnapping, by others as abduction. How do you describe it, and do you think it was illegal?
Well, look, we are absolutely not happy with the situation, and my absolute priority is to get our Irish people home. And that is, I think, what has to be the department's priority at the moment. There's plenty of time to go through all that, but we need to be. We're obviously extremely critical of what Israel has done consistently over the last period.
But is there a government position on it? Do you view it as illegal?
I think what's happened here is absolutely wrong, shouldn't have happened. These people are there now, and we want to get them home. And I think that has to be our top priority. And I think we should let our ambassador and our consular team engage with the Israeli government with a view as a top priority this weekend to get our people home, to keep them safe, to make sure that they are safe where they are, and to get them home.
We know that another flotilla is on its way, and there are citizens on it too. They are likely to face something similar. There have been some calls for maybe the Irish Navy to sail to the Mediterranean as assistance. Is that on the cards at all?
That's not on the cards. We did see a situation where the Italian Navy and the Spanish Navy sent some ships, and they stopped short of where the flotilla went. Look, we fully understand why people want to take part in this, you know, in the sense of delivering humanitarian aid to the people of Gaza. That's what the government wants to do as well, and we've been really consistent about that in terms of trying to use whatever leverage we have, and indeed whatever leverage the European Union has, to make sure that we can open humanitarian corridors, to make sure we can get a surge of humanitarian aid into Gaza, because that is absolutely essential to stop this famine, which, as the Taoiseach has said, is really a genocide and is completely man-made and needs to stop. And we have it within our power to stop this.
Okay.
The Irish Navy does not have the equipment to go to the Mediterranean. The Taoiseach gave certain advice last week. But as I said, our top priority has to be those Irish citizens who are in Israel.
I just want to ask you, Minister, you've said you're not happy about it, about what happened previously. There's another flotilla on the way. Is there anything you're going to do to potentially stop a repeat of what has happened?
Well, we can't control what happens inside Israel. I think that's a fair point to make. And we have given travel advice. And again, I don't want to overemphasize that because we've already given it. This is a dangerous situation, and we do fully understand why people have gone.
Does Europe need to do something about it collectively, that you have Israeli vessels going out into the Mediterranean and arresting people who aren't posing any threat to them?
Well, this is not something that is within the gift of the Irish government, and it's questionable whether it's within the gift of the European Union. As I said, some member states of the European Union did take their own action. But I mean, what you're suggesting has certain logical consequences that I think we certainly don't want to countenance. I think this weekend is a time for diplomacy. This weekend is a time to prioritise those citizens who are in prison effectively in Israel and to get them home.
All right. Minister Thomas Byrne, thank you for taking our call this afternoon. We do appreciate it.